Dots, your host, Frosty Wooldridge, and we're here in Denver, Colorado, and the sun's gone down, the day is done, and as you know, a whole bunch of things are happening across the nation right now. We've got all sorts of illegal aliens that have been caught up in those fires in Los Angeles, and about 11 of them have been severely burned that we know of, and it's going to cost U.S. taxpayers about $500,000 per illegal alien to take them to the burn patient stations and the hospitals there in L.A., along with, of course, thousands and thousands of their comrades who obtain from the EMTOLA Act free medical care, which costs us, you and me, and the taxpayers and the hospitals, and, of course, takes away care from United States citizens. And also, the biggest thing going on right now is in New York with Governor Spitzer, and he makes me want to spit, and that is that he is allowing illegal aliens to gain a driver's license. And what's happening, of course, is there's all sorts of chaos going on, and I have in my hand the Democrat and Chronicle right there near Rochester in New York, and hopefully enough people are getting really upset, but the county clerks across New York came out Thursday against Governor Spitzer's policy to allow illegal immigrants to obtain driver's licenses, with some clerks vowing to turn their backs on the governor's directive. 29 county clerks, all but one a Republican, voted in favor of the resolution to oppose the Democratic governor's recent policy change to allow illegal aliens to obtain driver's licenses without having Social Security numbers. And in fact, Governor Spitzer of New York is in violation of federal law by aiding, abetting, encouraging, or in any way assisting an illegal alien to remain in country. So once again, you have a governor who openly invites more illegal aliens into the state of New York, kind of like Bill Owens had a special little booklet here in the state of Colorado when he was governor. And of course, he was smiling all the time while he was cheating and lying to the Colorado public until he got caught. And Terry Graham actually translated that particular little booklet from the Spanish into the English language. And it just showed that, once again, a governor of the state of Colorado was a two-faced governor and in violation of his oath of office. And also, the same thing is happening there with Spitzer. But, of course, Baldassi, John Baldassi, the governor of Maine, is also equally two-faced. He has made Maine a sanctuary state, and the governor of Oregon has made Oregon a sanctuary state. So what you have is lawlessness continuing as lawlessness. And we have these big governors helping along. But, of course, for anyone there in New York City, you can appreciate that Mayor Bloomberg also supports, just like Giuliani did, a sanctuary policy for illegal aliens to remain in that city. And you can imagine the kinds of chaos that are going on there, and the consequences to the American citizens, legal immigrants, to the financial systems. And one thing that really gripes me as a citizen and just a regular guy is that I obey all the laws. And when I've traveled to other countries around the world, I never broke any laws. I never broke into their countries. I never forged anything. I didn't steal anything. I didn't have a baby. Of course, I'm a guy. I can't have a baby. But the fact is that we, the American citizens that are the bulwark of this country, are just being lied to and cheated, and really the corruption runs rampant, and the money is just unbelievable. And it's really quite sickening what Governor Spitzer's doing out there. And even Governor Ritter here in Colorado isn't upholding the laws that we passed last year. Okay, we'll be back with our guest tonight. I think you'll like him. Right back after these commercial breaks. Thanks for joining us on Making a Dime.
The Berkeylite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeylite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeylite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeylite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had 2 mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased. And I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, and thank you once again for joining us here at Connecting the Dots. We're going to have a little delay in having Jim Beaulieu on the show. We're not quite connecting with him at this point. I'd like to have you know that his website is an outstanding website, and I've written about this in the past. If you do not have a single language, you have chaos in a society. Let's just say you had a family and three of your kids spoke one language, your wife spoke another, you spoke a third language, and friends that came into the house spoke a completely different language, how would you have any kind of communication? You wouldn't. You have to have a single language in a family like you have to have a single language in a community, like you have to have a single language in a state. And with the United States, you have to have a single language within the country so everyone can talk together. Communicate together, discuss, debate, and then come to resolution together. That's how a civil society works, and that's how this country has worked for 231 years. We are now under assault by not just the Spanish language, but the Korean language. We're under assault by the Russian language. We're under assault by the Brazilian, Portuguese language, all because these are illegal aliens that come into our country and refuse to speak in and adhere to what has made this country successful for 231 years. And in fact, here in Colorado, we have 41 different languages in the Denver schools, and that's why we have a 67% dropout flunkout rate. To give you an idea how bad it is in California, they have 113 different languages. So you can see that the educational realm simply degrades down to the lowest common denominator. So get out your pencils and paper, and hopefully we'll get a hold of Jim Boulay here before much longer. And he is at www.englishfirst.org. Englishfirst.org. And before we go any further, I'm going to solicit from you. I'm going to invite you. You all know that I am a very passionate writer. If you've gone to my website, frostywoldridge.com, you see 6, 7, 8 books there right now. I'm working on 2 more, and I'd like to get an outline for one of them and have you become part of it. The title is, of course, When Your Father Left Too Soon. For those of you out there, men and or women, especially men, because I can write this book because my father left too soon. My father died when I was 17, suddenly, abruptly, painfully, and before I was a man and still not a child. From the ages of 18 to 8, if you had a father die, pass away on you, from the age of 8 to 18, when you're most vulnerable and you're a man and or a woman, I would like to have your story sent to me at my website, my email, and I'm going to write a book about the pains and the other aspects of losing your father at that particular time in your life where the impact is so great. Once my father died, I no longer had him sitting up in the stands at the baseball game or the football game or the basketball game or the track meet or the tennis match to watch me, to be proud of me. And it's funny because years later, I was still looking for somebody to be proud of me, and I finally... a dad to be proud of me. I used to get all sorts of guys that I had befriended, and I was making them father figures, and it took me quite a few years to get over that. So if you have a story, 2 pages, 3 pages, 4 pages, 5 pages, and you're a man or a woman, you lost your father between the ages of 8 and 18, I invite you to write your story because you'll be helping a lot of people out. I can use your name or not use your name, just be anonymous, however you like that. And that book will probably publish sometime next year. So I invite you, and hopefully that'll be something that's good for you and fun for you. Kurt, do we have our guest tonight yet? Do we have our guest, Jim Boulay? So he's on the landline? Okay, so he's going to find one. Okay, well, I'll wait for you then. Also, ladies and gentlemen, Jim Boulay is about to get on the show here, and I'm sorry that we didn't get Tom Tancredo on for a whole lot longer last time. He was just booked. I mean, the man is going a million miles an hour down the street with his hair on fire, and so we only got him for about 10, 15 minutes there, and I'm just sad about that because all the questions you had, my gosh, the questions, I had 100 questions from listeners out there across the country, and they're all great questions. And I'm just sorry that we couldn't get him on there. We may be able to get him back on as the Iowa caucuses get closer so he can get more exposure. I know he's going to do really well there in Iowa because he's just down-home American. He's down-home statesman. He's down-home straight-talking. And he knows how bad, as you said, and as he said and you heard, our Western culture, our Western civilization is at stake in this great global crisis of immigration, and if you can appreciate the words he was saying at the last part of that hour, I'm right there with him. We are, as a nation, we are, as a civilization, in a great deal of trouble because this is massive immigration overload, and it is going to be very, very bad for all of us, and especially for our children, from the environmental standpoint, from the financial crisis, we're like a train with no brakes, from the aspect of our monies, $8.7 trillion debt, $700 billion trade deficit annually, the medical consequences for our citizens. We're really about 3 or 4 trains headed with no brakes toward the edge of a cliff. And Tom Tancredo realizes that, and unfortunately George Bush has not understood that now for the last 7 years, and neither did Clinton understand some of the great realities we face. And in fact, he enhanced them, especially Executive Order 13-166. Now, for those of you who know Executive Order 13-166, that particular executive order made it so that all sorts of illegal aliens and immigrants could come into this country and have their language honored, and all of a sudden we've got to put out 20 different, 30 different, 50 different languages from government text into their language to allow them to read and decipher what's going on, instead of them learning how to read English, which is another way of breaking down this country's ability to communicate with itself, because you're getting all this. And you know the biblical story, the Tower of Babel. You know, here the humans were building the tower all the way to heaven to reach God and whatever, speak to God or whatever it was. And God said, hey, this is a little too much of a problem here. And he then changed all of them into different languages. Of course, that's a fable. That broke them up. Well, guess what? If it broke them up for the Tower of Babel, you can bet that it'll break up this country just as fast on the hard rocks of life. And so we're all going to be the victims of that one also. So please go to www.englishfirst.org and see what you can do, because we really need to get this country back to English as our only language. And then if you individually would like to speak other languages, by all means, speak Chinese, speak Spanish, speak French. Je parle français un peu. Moi. I mean, I learned to speak French up in Quebec for a year, went to school up there. My brother speaks four other languages. It's wonderful to speak foreign languages. It's wonderful to communicate. However, you need to have a single language and one civilization so all can be on the same page. Kurt, do we have, I'm calling my producer, do we have Jim Beaulieu on the phone yet? Oh, man, keep calling those two numbers, because I really want him on this show tonight. We were all booked up for this, so good gosh. So anyway, being a man of a few words, I'll continue here. Secondly, I have another book that some of you may appreciate or not appreciate that I'm going to write in the next 2 years, and it's titled Missing Pieces, Losing Your Best Friend. For those of you who have been in this society in the last 50 years, you know that it has become a society that you move and you spinning fast, and 20 million Americans move every year. They lose best friends, they lose girlfriends, boyfriends, they lose parents, they go away from all their loving family, and they're off to a new city, a new state, a new part of the country, and they lose a best friend. Also, they lose a best friend because the best friend died. They lose a best friend because the wife didn't like the buddy's buddy. There's all sorts of ways that you lose a best friend. I remember when my dad moved from Hawaii, I lost my best friend, Danny Newberry. Haven't seen or heard from him in 50 years. Always hurt me. I've lost another friend just because he died of cancer. I lost my other best friend during the Vietnam War, right out of my room, drafted and over to Vietnam, dead 3 months later. That's why you see this peace ring on my finger when you see me right there on the 21st Century Paul Revere Rides pictures and stuff. That peace ring was given to me by my roommate Phil back in 1968, and he just said, Frosty, if I get back, let's have a beer, have fun, talk about it. If I don't, keep that peace ring on your finger and be a man of peace the rest of your life. And he didn't make it back, so I'm still wearing this peace ring since 1968. I even wore it in the Army, for heaven's sakes. The drill sergeants and the colonels didn't like it, but I was honoring my friend Phil. When I go up to that big black wall in Washington, D.C., I put my hands on his name, and I cry like a baby, for he was a young man who was not allowed to live his life, an unfinished life, if you will. So if you have a friend that you've lost, again, go to my website, write the story, 2, 3, 5 pages, I don't care. You better believe you'll be helping somebody else. And also share with me in that story and with all the readers what you could do, what you didn't do, how you could make it better, how you could have not lost the best friend, because I'm also going to see what I can do at the end of the book to have ways to try to make sure you don't lose that best friend if there's possibilities for keeping him. So, Missing Pieces, Losing Your Best Friend, send me your story. So those are the two books. Be a part of them, and you can use your name or not use your name. And it'll be a really special part of the literary work out there. I think that we are all affected. I know I am. Ladies and gentlemen, I hope we can get Jim Boulay back here before this thing's over. Thanks for joining us. We'll be right back after these commercial breaks.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest-to-operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
Again for joining us here at Connecting the Dots. And as I invited you on those two literary projects, if you have the kind of pain or the kind of sorrow or the kind of frustration or certainly the sadness within your soul, having lost your father at that age of 8 to 18, I certainly invite you to express yourself. I invite you to really bring a catharsis. If you go on the website, the Brookfield Reader published the book in 2001. It's titled Strike Three, Take Your Base. That is a story of my father's life and his death, and Strike Three, Take Your Base is a teenage novel, and I guarantee you it will bring tears to your eyes, especially if you are one of the 2 million per year of children who lose a father to early death and or even divorce. That book really gives two different paths and two different reactions, and it's a very powerful teenage novel and a painful one, and yet it also allows the reader to choose a positive path, a path rather than a negative one. And the same thing I'm looking for in When Your Father Left Too Soon is the personal stories of those of you who lost your father like I did, and it affected my family profoundly. My mother had five kids,
and all of us had to grow up at that point without a father, and several of the children had a very difficult life because of it, and my mom's had quite the struggle her whole life, and so you would really bring a lot more into this new book that I'm writing. So I thank you for that. And again, if you lost a best friend, you could also write another story. And I don't care how long or short it is. You know, write it, send it in, frostywoodridge.com, or you can, thunderinghorses@gmail.com is another one of my email sites. We're close to getting Jim Boulay right here right now. And I want to go over some of the things he's going to talk about because he gave me a list. Okay, this evening we do have our guest on board, and his name is Jim Boulay. He first joined English First in 1988 as a researcher and then became the organization's executive director in 1995. I've been going to the big conferences there in Washington, D.C., and each time Jim is right there handing out literature, making the difference, and showing why we Americans need to keep English first. And his website is www.englishfirst.org. That's englishfirst.org, all one word, englishfirst.org. And it's just an honor because he's one of those men that's unheralded. He's one of those men who really just works and works and works. He's not a national figure. However, he's a powerful national figure, working with the American people to change the crisis that we face, whether it's Executive Order 13-166 and or the fact that dial 1 for Spanish, dial 2 for English, and soon it'll be dial 3 for Arabic, and it could dial 4 for Korean, and soon Portuguese for 5, and you just go down the line. And we will become the Tower of Babel, and we will reap the whirlwind of consequences. Jim, thank you very much for being on the show tonight, sir, and just a pleasure to have you on Connecting the Dots.
Frosty, the honor is mine, though I'm kind of proof they say that in Washington we don't have enough sense to pour water out of a boot. The instructions are written on the heel.
Yeah, right.
And to be quite honest, I confused Mountain Time with Pacific Time, and I missed 20 minutes of your good show because I'm a fool.
Oh, well, we're going to forgive you because you're a good man and you put in so many hours for this country, for our nation, and for this civilization that I'm just thrilled to have you on board. What we'll do is the 800-313-9443, we'll kind of hold off on callers tonight because I really want you to really speak to America tonight and get the word out of what you're doing and why you're doing it and what they can do. So let's start off with that whole outrage thing about the amnesty right off the bat.
Well, I'll put it this way, Frosty. I think that the American people won a real unexpected victory in June on amnesty. I mean, you had senators coming into meetings that I was there at, white as sheets, because they had no idea that people were that angry. And I think that it's very rare that the people overcome the powerful, and you guys did it, and it's to your credit. And now the other side is busy trying to get amnesty in stages and to run little tricks like S-CHIP bill that was voted on this afternoon. Under S-CHIP, they say that, oh, no, illegal aliens can't get free medical care. But it turns out you're citizens on the honor system. You say on the form that you're a citizen and you put down 9 numbers, and that's your Social Security number, and they have 90 days to find you. Isn't that wonderful? It also opens up the whole Medicaid program to illegal aliens and immigrants who aren't supposed to get it. Once again, the politicians love to be generous with our tax dollars. Frosty, may I make a suggestion?
By all means.
Given our limited time, because I can't read a clock, I think one of the most important messages that we can convey to the listeners out there is how to be a lie detector when a politician is talking.
Good.
And that's not when their lips are moving, though that's a pretty good sign.
You're right, exactly right. When their lips are moving or otherwise, it's a good sign. Jim, we're going to be right back after these commercial breaks. I'm excited. We have a half hour to go with you, and we're going to get all this information out. Thanks for joining us, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Connecting the Dots with Jim Boulay of English First.com.
www.thefreedomfighters.org. Right back after these words.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had two mild heart attacks, and I had a 80-90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardiovite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardiovite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased, and I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation, because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's heartdrop.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715, again, 888-211-1715, or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Pinch me, Bill. I can't believe it. A few months ago, I couldn't even afford gas for my car. And here we are with season tickets on the 50-yard line.
I know what you mean, John. I remember the day you saw my new car and asked me if I robbed Bill Gates. Our lives sure have changed since we discovered DidYouRobBillGates.com.
I was struggling to make ends meet. Now I've got a new car and a college fund for Lisa when she graduates from high school next year. And I owe it all to you, because you told me about DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hey, John, we all win when the money problems disappear. I want to tell everybody, because the more people we have on the success team, the better it works. It's hard for the little guy these days. We pool our resources to level the playing field.
So the more people that go to www.DidYouRobBillGates.com, the more cash for everybody. What a concept!
Good, the bad, and the ugly. Ladies and gentlemen, Clint Eastwood is staring right here at me across on my desk because I have his picture, and it's been just a joy. And, of course, you get to hear the good, bad, and the ugly theme song each week. And it's always just a joy to have Clint here with me. As I've said before in the past, I shook hands with him back in 1974, and that's been a lot of fun. Bob and Kay out there, thank you in Delaware for the beautiful gift. Now, let's get into this thing right off the bat. Jim, you go right back and let's express exactly what you finished up with before we went to the break.
So, saying before the break, the one way you can tell a politician is lying is when their lips are moving. But with the presidential candidates, what we're finding is that just about all of them say they support immigrants learning English. Hillary Clinton said that in Iowa, why immigrants had better learn English. So you have to ask yourself, what's really going on here among the good, the bad, and the ugly running for president? And it turns out that really it doesn't matter what the government requires of immigrants in terms of English because they don't enforce it. The English requirement for citizenship is barely a second grade level of English and answer a couple questions right, and even that can be waived. So what really matters, though, is what language the government approaches all of us. Do we, when we go to the polling places, are we given a ballot in English? Is there an American flag flying? Or is it more like we go in, we're asked what language we want the ballot in? There are several flags up there. There are signs in there that makes it look like an outpost of the UN. So what we did at English First is we rated all the presidential candidates and where they stand on English and, to some extent, immigration issues. And we posted that on our website, which you've given out, www.englishfirst.org. It's a big PDF file. You can see for yourself where all the Democrats and Republicans stand. And there are surprises. Huckabee of Arkansas seems like such a nice man.
And it turns snake.
Pardon?
He's a snake.
Well, I don't know. I think the reptiles are kind of offended you're comparing him to them.
Okay, and I take it back.
I mean, this man says that, well, I'm not against anybody. Well, that's certainly true. He gave them Mexico a consulate in Arkansas for $1 a year so they could more easily hand out matricula consulars and defend illegals arrested in the area. When it comes to he said, well, I went down to Mexico and I saw those big eyes of those people and I was just so glad they could come to Arkansas and eat. Oh, good, let's open the door for everybody. And, of course, my favorite, not only in-state tuition, but scholarships for illegal aliens or something that Huckabee defended when someone tried to stop it by saying that his opponent, anyone who opposed giving illegal aliens more benefits than we give American citizens, was, quote, un-Christian. Now, I'm a Christian, and I am offended that someone says that the way to do the work of Christ is for me to demand that your taxes be increased. I mean, under the Huckabee approach, the Good Samaritan would have been the man who saw the injured man and immediately went and wrote his congressman and demanded a tax increase. So, you know, Huckabee is bad. The concern that I think people have to look at is that Huckabee and Brownback are both running for vice president, really, under either Giuliani, who's awful, or
right.
Romney, who at least campaigned for English in the schools in 1996. He didn't have to do that. Now, what I think we need to be talking about is Tom Tancredo for vice president. He's just as it sent an important signal on immigration, and he's more conservative than Huckabee or Brownback on many other issues.
Oh, I totally agree. Tom Tancredo is really he is one of those that sees this thing as a national crisis, not only of country but of culture, and you can bet that Tancredo, in a position of power elected by the American people, would really carry out the Constitution. He'd get rid of Executive Order 13-166 in a heartbeat, and that would solve a great many problems.
Exactly. In fact, the vice president, his only job is to ask after the president's health once a day, and he has a big staff. He can do a lot of things. Cheney has proven that. Bush 1 proved that under Reagan. If you have Tom Tancredo there, a lot of things that we would like would get done. Or if you have a Brownback or a Huckabee there, you're going to have, let's face it, Mike Huckabee is vice president, is Mel Martinez squared and cubed.
Oh, exactly. And for those of you out there that don't know Mel Martinez is a Hispanic senator from Florida who undercuts the Constitution at every sector, every corner, every avenue that he can. He's about as American as Castro. I mean, you could compare Mel Martinez, a U.S. senator, to Castro, because this man is out to kill the Constitution. He does everything he can to undermine the Constitution, and he invites as many illegal aliens to embed themselves in this country as possible. He's voted down everything that has to do with anything of upholding the Constitution. So there's my feelings. And as far as certainly Brownback was certainly a snake in the grass, and Huckabee is just a sneaky little double-crossing governor there in Arkansas. In fact, Joe and Barbara McCutcheon exposed him more times than I want to even account in the last 5 years that I've gotten missives from them each week. So that's the crisis we face. And now, if you're going to say that Tom Tancredo is the next vice president, of course I'm pushing for him to be president. But who would be the president, and what better job would they do than Tom Tancredo?
I'm not against Tom Tancredo as being president. What I am trying to do is get people talking that if Mr. Tancredo is not the nominee, that he has earned a place on the ticket. Yeah, he was good on all this stuff before it was cool.
Right.
And he even had 10 years of experience in the Department of Education undermining their mandatory multicultural ideology, and he cut their staff by 300 people.
Now, that's correct. You know, and I know Tancredo very well, and he is just a dynamo of ideas. He's a dynamo of ethics and integrity, and he knows what doesn't work, and he knows what does work, and he would certainly go after what doesn't work and make the changes that are needed here in this country. And that's the exciting thing about Tom Tancredo.
Exactly. And I just think that, you know, we keep hearing the other thing that people just have to understand, because I can see it coming, is that Giuliani sneaks into the nomination and says, well, I'm going to put this Baptist minister on my ticket, and you can see how conservative he is, and that's Huckabee. And Huckabee is no more conservative than the man in the moon.
And you've got that right. There's no question about it. Huckabee really, as I've said, he demeans a reptile in the grass, to say the least.
Yeah, when he goes into the reptile cage, the snakes back away from the glass.
Right. Now, you're talking about this S-CHIP. Now, for those of you, ladies and gentlemen, State Children's Health Insurance Program. That's the S-CHIP. And what you're talking about right here, Jim, is a great concern, because the Senate should stand with the needy children and their doctors instead of the trial lawyers by exempting the S-CHIP from the language requirements in the EO 13166. And why is that? Give us an explanation so everyone appreciates what the daylights is coming down if this thing comes to pass.
All right. I've been working on the issue for 10 years and I've almost got it short.
Okay.
EO 13166 was signed by Bill Clinton on August 11th, 2000, while everyone in Washington was out of town, including him. It said that you now have a right to receive translations in any language of your choice at no charge from any recipient of federal funds. The other side has tried to say that S-CHIP should not only pay for those translations, but the very fact of a doctor receiving a Medicaid patient or a poor patient who's funded by the government means they have to offer translations to everybody else. Now, are those translations a good thing? Well, it turns out that a study done for Pediatrics magazine 2 years ago found that a government-paid professional interpreter makes a mistake every other time. It's 53%. It's flipping a coin. But every one of those mistakes, unlike a mistake made by a friend or relative, a professional interpreter working for a hospital is what trial lawyers call a gold mine. And they can then sue the hospital, the doctor, the parking lot, the city, the state, all saying, well, don't you realize that my client spoke Cantonese and you gave him a Mandarin interpreter? So what we're saying is, if you're serious about helping poor children, let's get the government out of the language business and let's not let the trial lawyers profit from mandatory multilingualism. And, of course, John Edwards, the trial lawyer running for president on the Democratic side, not only supported EO 13166 in a speech to La Raza, he said he looked forward to the day when any person could file a suit under it complaining their translation was inadequate. Jerry, I wonder why a trial lawyer supported that.
Can't figure it. I just got my finger to my cheek right now and trying to figure out another aspect of this, Jim. What is the annual cost to the U.S. taxpayer, that's you and me, folks, for this EO 13166? Just give me a round figure so I can sit back and gag myself.
Well, the Office of Management and Budget said it only costs each of us about a nickel, or about only $2 to $3 billion. Only in Washington is $2 to $3 billion, nothing. But if you look at the data that they used, One of the other side said that the translations cost 10 times as much as OMB said they did. So we're talking $20 to $30 billion a year that, frankly, doesn't have to be spent. I mean, in every other country in the world, if you show up at a government office and you don't speak the national language, you better bring someone with you who does. But in America, we're saying, "Why, that's unfair. Why, that's a burden on these people, and it's a burden to ask them to show paperwork that they belong here. Why, we should just wave them right in." Yeah, the way we do when people try to get on an airplane or try to get into the White House. I mean, there was a fairly good line where someone said that if fences and security don't help make people more secure, then they ought to take them away from the White House.
Right. I could certainly go with that. So what do you think is going to be the final result in this country if this executive order of 13166 continues, and how are they going to use it as far as moving it into and creating more problems for us, taxpayers, and for the immigrants?
Well, one of the things it does is it creates lots of jobs for immigrants. Because if you have to have a Thai speaker employed in case someone speaks Thai, well, you know, they're going to have a job and they won't be fired too quick. The other thing, too, though, is that the United States has benefited. You can fit Europe into the east coast of the United States from about Washington, D.C. to the Mississippi River easily. We've been a great big country united by one language, and we're about to kick that away to where you'd better know two or three languages if you want to get across the country. And that just seems to me foolish. I mean, why? There's the old song, you know, don't you always seem to know you don't know what you got till it's gone? And we've assumed and taken our language for granted, and it's about to be taken away from us by trial lawyers, by politically correct politicians, and people who, quite frankly, seem to like immigrants better than they do American citizens.
Boy, oh boy, isn't that just, you know, that's what happens here in Colorado, but across the nation, that there are advocates for illegal alien migrants, more advocates for just immigrants that are not becoming Americans. And so what we're creating is one, two, and three different classes of people here, those who are Americans, those who pretend to be Americans, and those who really don't even care about being Americans. They're just sitting here sucking up under the great welfare system, the great ability to work here and make money, and simply disregard this nation. And it seems to me that this kind of fracturing, this kind of balkanization, if it continues, I don't think we have much of a chance to remain as a cohesive nation. What do you think on that aspect of it?
Well, I think not only are you right, let me try, you know, being here in Colorado, and I'm kind of sorry about the Rockies.
Yeah, right. Yeah, the Rockies didn't quite muster Philip, but, you know, they got there, so we're proud of the Rockies out here. But again, the Boston Red Sox, they swept them, and, you know, made the best team win, and they did. But, yeah, don't feel too sorry for me. I only go to one Rockies game every year, and that's about it. So it's not that big a deal.
But the reason I raise it, though, I just finished a paper, which we'll send to anybody listening for free. If you just email me from the website, www.englishfirst.org. See, a lot of times people think that the guest worker is better than the illegal alien. The guest worker and the illegal alien think the same way.
Right.
Which is, I don't have to adapt. I'm out of here. You know, just keep the dinero coming. But in both cases, they tend to find that they stay. And what we did is we looked at the language learning of Spanish baseball players, who are kind of guest workers in their way.
Yeah, making $10 million a year.
Well, most of them, though, you know, if they get to the majors, they make the big money.
Right.
But an awful lot of them are just, you know, just like guest workers and illegal aliens elsewhere, just kind of cannon fodder for the people who will make the pros.
Correct.
And, you know, they're not taught English. They don't learn English. They don't really adapt. and then they leave the country disgruntled. Or they marry an American and stay and still keep pining for home. But they didn't immigrate to America because they loved this country, they loved what we were about. They came here because they could make more money than they could back at home. And that's not a patriotic citizen, that is a mercenary.
Boy, and we have about 20 to as high as 38 million mercenaries. As you and I stood there in Washington, D.C. in the latest September, we got to hear and read the latest in the social contract. I was just dumbfounded by Walsh and certainly L. Bell and Caps with Dr. Diana Hull. Holy catfish. I don't know how we can last much longer if we have such a great infiltration. You know, the same thing's happening to France, and Arabic is now taking over France. Will it be a French nation? Will the French maintain their language, or what will happen to them? And at the same time, what's going to happen to us? Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking to Jim Bollea of EnglishFirst.org. He's given you some points that we are facing as a nation, and we'll be right back after these commercial comments. Thanks for joining us on Connecting the Dots.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
We're all in this thing together, and we're going to shoulder to shoulder on this thing.
If we can beat Huckabee, we can do a lot.
Amen. That Huckabee is such a snake in the grass. God, is he unbelievably a snake in the grass. With a smile. So.
Yeah, he's, well, we won't get started.
Yeah.
But I guess we're done.
Not yet. We've got 5 minutes. I just want to have you wrap it up at the end. And then we'll, and I've got a TV show I got to go to. I got to race out of here at 2 minute, 1 minute till, and get to Louisville, 20 minutes away by 7:20 to go on an environmental TV show. So I've had four other radio shows today. It's been a very busy day.
Well, when the time comes, I'll hear a click and I'll know that I've done my job.
There you go.
And you drive care. I mean, I almost did this from the side of 395.
Oh, really?
And unfortunately, your producer, we decided let's at least be not ridiculous about it.
Okay. Well, I think we did well. Better to do it well than have it all broken up and a mess out of it. So it's good. Hey, what about this keep the UN out of the bathroom, stop lost? I think we could bring that up, too.
Well, it turns out there is a toilet provision in it.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, we want to talk about, I mean, I just did that really for the good of the country.
Mm-hmm.
Because all we need is 34 votes to stop it.
Oh, really?
And if people just put that up on their website, it's a free ad, or in their blog, people could go to the Center for Security Policy and learn about this, and contact their senators, and we can easily win this. When it came out of committee in 84, it came out with no negative votes. This time it came out with four negative votes.
Oh, no kidding.
And all the presidential candidates are against it.
Oh, my gosh. That's hopeful. That's really hopeful. That's exciting. Kurt, are we about to go on air? Kurt, are we about to go on air? Oh, we're on the air right now. I didn't hear any music. Okay, we're on the air. Ladies and gentlemen, Jim and I have been just chit-chatting during the break. Make sure you go to EnglishFirst.org. I'm going to write a column, an interview on Jim Beaulieu's work. It's going to be out and published within the next 14 to 18 days, probably within the next 20 days. You'll see it on the big websites, certainly NewsWithViews.com and American Chronicle. Pass it to your friends. And also at the website here, you're going to see Keep the UN Out of Your Bathroom. And it's got a big toilet right there. Stop L-O-S-T, and that's Stop the Law of the Sea Treaty, www.rejectlost.org. Rejectlost, all one word, .org. As we finish up right here and I race off to this TV show 30 minutes away or 20 minutes away, can you give us any more aspects or just some last comments, Jim, on what English First is doing and what we hope to do in the future?
I would say this, Frosty. The English First can do nothing at all without the good people like you and your listeners. And I thank you because congressmen don't care what I think. They care what you think. You need to be writing, calling, faxing, emailing, even when you think your senator doesn't listen, because at least the staffer has to take time to deal with you and they can't use it to undermine the country.
That is exactly my sentiment. I don't care if you get good press or bad press, you get attention. Jim Beaulieu of EnglishFirst.org, thanks for joining us tonight, Jim, and I am just shoulder to shoulder with you, and God bless and Godspeed to you.
Thank you, Frosty.
All righty, ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to Connecting the Dots. It's always a pleasure and it's an honor. I'm racing out of the house right now, my office, to get to a TV program. Each night that you hear this program, you get more information on what you can do. NumbersUSA.com, TheSocialContract.com, FAIR, F-A-I-R-U-S.org. The key is to get involved, get moving, get talking, get calling, get faxing, to change the course of history toward a more viable, sustainable America that speaks English. Amen for English. I love it. It holds our country together. Good night. Godspeed and God bless. With